Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. Hunters are being asked to help the DNR determine the extent of West Nile virus's impact on rough grouse populations. Wildlife health officials in three states are conducting a multi-year study monitoring for West Nile virus and rough grouse by submitting samples from their harvested rough grouse. The Wisconsin DNR is collaborating with the Minnesota and Michigan departments, the Rough Grouse Society, and the Wisconsin Conservation Congress to conduct the study. DNR biologist Mark Witeka says the hope is over the three-year study, they'll be able to get some baseline data on exposure rates the birds have to the virus.
The kits are being distributed through local DNR staff. For the month of August, folks can contact their local DNR wildlife biologist. Their contact information can be found in our employee directory on the DNR's webpage. And then in early September, prior to the season starting, the department will ship kits to the DNR offices for distribution.
The DNR has assembled 500 self-sampling kits for rough grouse hunters to use. Hunters will be asked to collect a small amount of blood, a few feathers, and the heart from their harvested grouse. Some species are unaffected by West Nile virus, but others, like blue jays and crows, have found reductions in numbers because of the virus.
Hunters or outdoor enthusiasts, if they encounter what appears to be a sick or dead rough grouse, that they please contact their local DNR biologist and report them. The department tracks wildlife health and disease monitoring throughout the year, and we maintain a database to accumulate those observations.
This effort will focus on the core rough grouse range in central and northern forests. And kids who were on a school bus when it was hit by a tractor trailer last year took the stand in Columbia County Court Tuesday. Truck driver Wayne Murphy is accused of being intoxicated when his rig slammed into the back of a school bus filled with students for Hope Christian School. The 42-year-old driver from Indiana is on trial this week, charged with 10 felonies and 36 misdemeanors. 20 students were injured, 4 suffering serious injuries. And Wisconsin is joining 20 other states in a lawsuit challenging the EPA decision to ease restrictions on coal-fired power plants. The federal Clean Power Plan was eliminated in June and replaced with new rules giving states more leeway to decide on upgrades for those plants. Attorney General Josh Call says that rule change prolongs the county's reliance on coal, the country's reliance on coal for power. The suit was filed in the U.S. Court of Appeals in the District of Columbia. And a newly released study finds invasive species of fish could do well if they make it to Lake Michigan. The bighead and silver carp have infested the Mississippi River and its tributaries. Some experts have questioned whether there's enough plankton in Lake Michigan to sustain the invasive carp away from the shorelines. The lake has seen a drop-off in plankton caused by invasive zebra mussels. But a report released Monday by the University of Michigan scientists say the carp could feed on excrement from those same mussels, which would be in abundant supply. And the International Dairy Food Association is reporting a 54% drop in sales so far this year. The industry experts are blaming tariffs on milk and cheese, which is normally sold in China and Mexico. They say they don't expect things to get any better in the immediate future. Wisconsin dairy producers have been saying for months that they need a new trade deal with Canada and Mexico to reverse those negative trends. And the longtime coroner in Winnebago County is being accused of using his position for personal gain. County board members want Barry Busby to give up the job he has held for several decades due to misconduct allegations. The board wants him to resign, but if he won't, state law says he can only be removed from his elected office by the governor or through a recall election. And the problem with aging computers for local election managers in Wisconsin isn't as bad as officials had feared. The Elections Commission says it's scaling back its purchase of new computers. It was worried that hundreds of new computers would be needed, but commissioners say it will only need to buy 5. The commission was concerned that outdated machines were vulnerable to hackers. Our forecast for the rest of the day, sunny, high near 72. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 50. Thursday, sunny, high 73. Friday, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny, high 74. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR with Randy. I'm Ken Kroll.